Welcome to this week's Insurance News Wrap with Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest updates from the Australian insurance industry. Let's jump right into our top stories. Early this week, WFI Insurance made headway in promoting sustainable agriculture by introducing premium discounts for farmers achieving AgCAR e-certification. The initiative by AgForce rewards farmers for ecological farming practices such as carbon sequestration and biodiversity enhancement, strengthening the resilience of rural communities ravaged by climate change. Both the insurance sector and farmers win as it meshes risk reduction with environmental consciousness, a fitting move from WFI Insurance in this era of climate challenges. Moving into the transport and logistics insurance landscape, Insure Group, an Australian insurance brokerage, is making impressive strides, processing over 10,000 insurance policies, reflecting a 25% rise in demand for truck insurance. This surge concerns burgeoning freight volumes coupled with stringent policies. As the National Truck Accident Research Center affirms, a staggering 85% of serious truck crashes involve several vehicles, emphasizing the necessity of comprehensive coverage. Insure Group, a member of the Steadfast Group, reliably caters to this demand, supplying an array of competitive options. The brokerage underlines the importance of bespoke insurance, alignment to current risks, and evolving regulations. In parallel, Envest Group has unveiled TLI Underwriting, a latest venture streamlining insurance for heavy motor fleet operators. The agency, backed by ATL Insurance Group, endeavors to fill a marked market gap by delivering tailored insurance packages and expert advice for large transport fleets. Spearheaded by ex-PSC Chief Pat Miller and Luke Sellers, TLI is geared to untangle the multifaceted nature of insuring big fleets, augmenting the resilience of Australia's transport and logistics sector. On a sober note, an unfolding story involves the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, taking legal action against QBE Insurance for purported deception over premium discounts. QBE has been accused of misleading over 500,000 customers, offering discounts that fell short. QBE has acknowledged the issue, issuing corrective steps. In view of these events, insurers and policyholders are reminded to foster transparent practices and to scrutinize policy renewals, as this case is set to shape the regulatory and pricing practices moving forward. And that wraps up this week's Insurance News Bulletin. For more news on personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline-.com.au. From all of us at Financial Services Online, have a great week.